Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. We're getting to a point where this an election year, even though it's an off year, it's an even number year, 2018. So several important races shaping up. How will that impact our government, and especially in Washington? The race for the 4th District congressional seat has an incumbent and it has challengers. And Renee Hoganson is one of those, and she's in the studio with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you doing?
Is this your first race?
Yes, this is my first race.
How does somebody decide to make a congressional race the first race that they enter?
You know, I considered running a state rep race, but we had just elected Martha Stevens, who's a wonderful rep. And the more I thought about where I could fit, the more this race came to me and appealed to me. I mean, partly because I have so many connections here in Columbia, of course. I've been here 33 years. I've got business connections, just all kinds of folks. I won't go into the whole litany of it. But also out in the district, I've lived in Warrensburg. I've lived in Cass. I have a business in Sedalia, although actually I just sold that. So that's kind of a new announcement. But I've been working in Sedalia for the last 6 years on my business there, and have a lot of connections there. And I've always really been more interested in federal government than state government anyway, although that's, you know, there's a lot to talk about in our state government right now as well. You know, I've always just been an enthusiast, I guess you could say, a politico maybe.
So how do you describe yourself? How would you describe your... People put labels, sadly, yes. Immediately the Democrat or Republican label seems to lock people into one perspective or
yes.
like or dislike of somebody. How do you
yes.
get past that?
And I do feel there are certain prejudices about those labels that are really, really unfortunate, because we're at a time when we're more polarized than we've ever been. And it creates a lot of chaos. I mean, look at Congress. I mean, one of the things I feel that we need to be doing is getting the chaos out of Congress and figuring out how to work together there again. But to answer your question, I would say if I had to put a label on me, I would be a progressive Democrat. And, you know, and again, there are misconceptions about what that mm-hmm. means. Progressivism is really just someone that wants to change the system. I mean, Roosevelt, TR, he was a progressive Republican, because he wanted to change the system. And he did that. I mean, he did that. He organized labor. He created regulations that protected workers. You know, he did. He went a long way that way.
You know, our current president, he campaigned on changing the system. And so did our current governor. They mm-hmm. wanted to change. So it comes down to what then? If many are saying change, there's got to be kind of the explanation of change.
Right. And that's, I mean, one of the things that I am running on and is what I call house cleaning reform. And I am going to push for immediately, day one, campaign finance reform. We've got to get the money out of elections so that we can level the playing field. Lobbying reform. we've got congressmen who are beholden to their special interests and big donors, and they're ignoring their constituencies. And I would love to see federal redistricting reform. I know that's generally a state thing, but we've got a handful of states who are doing it differently than letting the legislators draw those districts.
And you're talking about gerrymandering, right?
Absolutely. And that way we would have actual representation in Congress, instead of having a Congress that has single digit approval ratings and congressmen that can't lose their seats.
Do you feel like the 4th district in Missouri has been gerrymandered in a way?
Yes. Yes.
Makes it harder because of who was in power then to unseat someone on the
exactly.
opposition side. How will you do that, though? How are you going to, what kind of message are you going to take that will resonate? It seems like it is a fertile field for people who want to hear certain things, but how do you know how to tailor your message so that you don't come across as a, well, I'm just angry about something.
Right.
And more hopeful or more productive in an approach towards a campaign?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of ideas that include many different factions. And one of the things I feel that the Democratic Party has really dropped the ball on is including small businesses in their messaging. And the ideas that I have about helping our economy, rural America, rural Missouri, of course, include concessions and help for small businesses. So as an example, when people talk about raising the minimum wage to $15, they're not considering what that would do in rural Missouri. It would literally shut down small businesses. And we can't have that. That is not something that would be good for our economy. So what I would like to do is certainly increase wages, because wages is a, that's a big, people talk about the economy. It's really wages that we need to be talking about. Our economy is doing fine. The stock market's been doing fine for a long while. Corporations have plenty of money and didn't need this tax reform, by the way. But it's wages. It's families sitting around their table. It's wages that have been flat and declining for the last 30 or 40 years. And I definitely want to see increases in wages. But I think that what we need to be, what we need to be doing there is helping those businesses, especially those small businesses, to increase those wages and not feel such a heavy burden. So as an example, we could increase wages proportionate to some metric within a given community. I don't think you can do an across-the-board increase, because, I think it would just shut down small business. But if you created an increase in wages and then help those small businesses by creating a quarterly tax credit, now they don't have that huge cash flow tax burden at the end of the quarter, and they're infusing money into the economy and into their employees. Everybody's happier.
Mm-hmm.
You could also cut payroll taxes across the board. That would help small businesses and employees.
Renee Hoganson is our guest. This is kind of an introductory segment. It's going to be much too short, but during the campaign this year, and you will have, as I understand it, a primary opponent, so you'll be running in a race for the nomination for 4th District Congressperson from Missouri. Have to go through the primary process. We'll undoubtedly have more opportunities to talk to you. I'll ask this. How does the party look at this race against Vicki Hartzler? I was reading something earlier today, and it actually was a story that I kept out because I said, well, this is one that kind of applies to what we're talking about. It's by Jennifer Rubin, who writes The Right Turn on a conservative side for The Washington Post. But she is talking about Democrats, keep your eyes on the ball for the midterms. Plenty can go wrong. And she was talking about that, according to Cook Political Report, there are 64 Republican seats rated as in play. I'm not quite sure that that would be one that the 4th District in Missouri would be in play for the experts. How do you make it in play?
Well, one of the things that we need to consider is that the, yes, the district is not on the radar of the national party necessarily. Now, I've met with the DCCC recently, and I understand that based on the last few cycles of voting. But they do really like me. They see me as a strong candidate. They see the work I've done every single day for a year and will continue to do every single day for a year. They've seen the money that I've raised. I mean, we've raised $100,000 in small donations last year. I mean, that's a pretty impressive thing for us to have accomplished. Our average donation is about $75. We've had 1,350 people donate. The DCCC really likes me as a candidate, and that moves us up on the ladder. But they do have 435 races to look at,
mm-hmm.
and they really do need to be, and I understand that. I mean, they need to be looking at where they can put their time and attention and make the most impact. But we're moving up on the list, I mean, for sure.
How hopeful are you that there could be a new tone around politics?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Again, I think we need to work across the aisle. Remember that back in the day we used to have a Congress.
Did that ever happen? That happened sometime.
Well, I think back in the 70s, 80s, it was a lot more. It was a lot more prevalent. But you know, and again, lobbying. I mean, that's another piece of it. When congressmen are worried that, or special donors, when congressmen are worried that if they take a position that's too centrist or moderate, that they would lose funding, it drives people to Congress who are extremists. And that's why we're having such a polarized Congress. I mean, the ramifications of some of the reforms, the house cleaning reforms I'm talking about, would just go such a long way in actually having a Congress that worked together, and we got the chaos out of Congress.
Going to have to end this segment with you, but I appreciate you coming in. Look forward to finding out more about your policies or proposals, and also about how your campaign is going as the year goes on. And for listeners, they know what we do on KFRU is we give these opportunities for all who are running for office. And I always respect people for doing so, because it is not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm,
so best of luck to you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
Renee Hoganson for the 4th District Congressional seat now held by Vicki Hartzler. She'll be a name running on the primary on the Democratic ballot. It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.